Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. In St. Joseph County, Michigan, a man has entered a guilty plea related to a crash that killed a 10-year-old Amish child. Logan Thomas, 30, of Vicksburg, entered a plea of guilty to operating while intoxicated, causing death, enhanced as a fourth habitual offender, making the offense punishable by up to life in prison, St. Joseph County Prosecutor Deborah Davis said. The charges stem from a fatal traffic crash on morning of December 2nd, 2024, on Banker Street in Sherman Township near Sturgis. Thomas was driving a 1988 Chevrolet 1500 pickup truck when he struck a group of four Amish children riding bicycles on their way to school. Anthony Miller, 10, of Sherman Township was injured and pronounced dead at the scene. Toxicology revealed that Thomas was under the influence of methamphetamine, fentanyl, amphetamine, and morphine at the time of the collision, Davis said. The tragedy was entirely preventable. Driving under the influence endangers everyone on the roadway and will not be tolerated in St. Joseph County. Our office remains committed to seeking justice for Anthony and his family and to holding offenders fully accountable for their choices, Davis said. Thomas also has three prior convictions for operating while intoxicated, and his driver's license had been revoked. Thomas was also on bond for driving while license suspended in Kalamazoo County at the time of the fatal crash. And Sanilac County Community Mental Health has donated $1,066 to Aspire Rural Health Systems, PCUPS, that's Prostate Cancer Understanding Prevention and Screening Program. The contribution will directly support prostate cancer awareness, prevention, and accessible screening services for residents across Michigan's Thumb. The PCUPS program provides financial assistance for prostate cancer education and prevention efforts, as well as free PSA screenings and grant support for eligible community members. The American Cancer Society estimating that 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Early detection, so education remains critical in improving outcomes. And the cold, wintry weather brings risk for pets as well as people. Experts say pet owners need to prepare. Sweaters, coats, and booties can be helpful accessories to reduce the risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Depending on the breed, size, and age of the pet, veterinarians recommend limiting time outdoors and being safe around open flames. Avoid encounters with de-icing salts and antifreeze, which can be toxic when ingested in even the smallest amounts. Experts also suggest stocking up on essentials like extra food and medication in case of power outages, road closures, or blizzards. And Gary G. Nanny, a former U.S. military tank operator, appeared before Judge Prill in Huron County Court on Monday for violating the terms of his probation. Nanny was found to have consumed alcohol on his birthday, breaching the conditions of a delayed sentence. As a result, the court revoked the delay of sentence and ordered him to serve 120 days in Huron County Jail with credit for 32 days already served. His probation remains in effect following the completion of the jail term. Nanny is required to report to the county jail no later than 8 a.m. on Monday, December 8th of 2025. When we come back from this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. 4 generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall. A name built on trust, right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, as the holiday travel season approaches, federal agencies and transportation experts are reminding the public that extreme weather, infrastructure vulnerabilities, and evolving airline operations can amplify delays and safety risks, reinforcing the importance of updated forecasts, emergency planning, and resilient transportation networks. And global science and technology outlets are noting rapid deployment of AI and digital health tools in Europe and Asia, highlighting projects that use remote monitoring, predictive analytics, and automated diagnostics to expand access to care while also raising questions about regulation, privacy, and equitable access across countries. For the complete news stories, weathers, obituaries, information, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.